Hello guys, I'm Bernard Luca from Nuhoba Mali Polytechnic Zaria.
My name is Esther Berewa from Edo State University Uzari.
Hey guys, it's your girl Ina Waisa from Biham University.
Everything and everything that happens in time is our business.
What's up? This is Comfort at DBC from Fountain University Oshogbo.
What's up guys? It's Judy Jackson from Federal University of Kashere Gombe.
Campus Lounge.
What is that?
All right.
Yo, you were listening to Maya Wakilako on Campus Lounge.
Campus Lounge.
All right, welcome back. My name is Maya Wakilako, aka the Radio Plug, aka the Energy God. If you can speak French, they call me Dodo Energy. Some of my friends call me Razak Kanati. My best friends call me the favorite son of the lion of the tribe of Judah. If you can cook, they call me the chef that next pass for grace. Because every time that I speak, I remember two things: that I'm the salt of the earth and the light of the world. It's like super salt. That's how it is when I'm not on the radio. All right, let's get it in and working. You heard while we started up the show from Abigail and Chimendu that we were going to have a special interview today, you know, and it's about that time. So we're going to have an interview today, and it's going to be around a few things that we want to pitch our tent. And if you remember, for a few weeks now I've been talking about the dealing with series or from last year, and one of the things that we were able to talk about from our survival kit was also the ability to believe in yourself, you know. And that's one of the things that I picked from it, to believe in yourself and to be the best that you can. Today with us in the studio, you've heard him before, we had him in the studio last year and we're having him back. Welcome to the studio one more time, the author of The Seed of Possibilities, the one and only Sunday Udogo. Sunday, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
From the last time that you were here, prior to that, you were running a free training around that time with Mrs. Rachel Kiki. And right yes. about now, there's something that has changed about you. And I think it's one very big plaque added to your award stand. And that is the fact that you are now an author. Right.
Yeah.
And that's big. So run us through it. I was reading through the book. And then you mentioned that you wrote the book or wrote this book in one of the most challenging moments of your life. Can you run me quickly through that season? What were you in and what was that season all about for you?
All right. Thank you for this. And it's a great one. I would like to express myself in this manner. I can say anyone who desires a change already have enough to begin with. Hmm. Yes. I can say at the same time, I've never experienced a good life. Maybe it is because I was born into an average home. In between my future, the big picture of myself lies in possibilities that act as a mirage. Everything I did began to work against me. The plan of becoming the better version of myself and the thought of making a difference while living. I would sell from my current level to funding level while I knew I was going to spend extra semester on campus. I can say that I may be fine, but not fixed. How about the picture of myself I saw from the grassroots of becoming a great person? That is, this happened to you? Yeah, it happened to me. The impossibility stands as a mirage. Impossibility doesn't exist, I can say. Only wrong belief does. This is where I dwell. Wrong belief, thinking that life is about luck. No, it is not. Also, in between the extra semester on campus and the thought of what I need to do with my life, that is where I began to look inside myself, taking stock of myself as the only thing I have. Now, looking at it from this angle, I discovered that there is much I can do or I can offer the world, even without my certificate or degree. Mm. These sections and those seasons happen to be the best season of myself, irrespective of how black and black they were. I thank God it happened. Why me? The question is that if not me, who else? The delay happened because there is going to be a separation between living with native intelligence and brightness of my horizon. I can say the moment I finished the school, I had already know what I need to do with my life to achieve maximum results. Mm. Right. Mm. So you can see that the whole thing is all about me. Now, this is me. The whole journey began with me. It doesn't make any sense. This is not something anyone will love, but this is something that happened for the sake of reformation. Mm. So I package this book as a better version of myself for people to see and have a clear visual impairment, pertaining life purpose and potential from a practical experience.
All right, so that's a perfect way to put it. I think maybe just rounding it up, I think you spoke about how that you had a very clumsy season academically and how it was a tough time for you.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things to take home that I'll take out of that is that delay is not really denial.
Yeah.
And most times delay, or every delay, can serve as a crumbling factor or a making factor. So there's a popular saying that if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. And I think that's what that challenging season really was for you. And that shows a lot around the seed of possibility. On Sundays, I really run, I run the seed on air, and I'm talking about the seed, right? And I really, really get what that means. The fact that you can have something this deep or something this challenging and turn it into a rewarding or transformating point in your life. My second question revolves around the book also. So while I was reading it, you said this exact lines. You said, "I strongly believe that every journey begins with a step, and every momentum success starts from a humbling beginning." So I'll just ask you this question in this regard. What does success really mean to you?
All right. Thank you so much for this. Well, from my own experience, success happens in different dimensions. Well, let me run through my book and you understand it practically, right? Let's say, imagine standing in a very vast field holding a tiny seed in your hand. Let's say at first glance, it seems insignificant, right?
Yeah.
Just a small speck, easily overlooked. But within the seed, or that seed, lies the potential for a mighty tree. Yeah.
True.
Bountiful harvest or an entire forest to become from a seed. Think about yourself. What if I told you that everything you need to grow, to thrive, to succeed, is already within you?
Yeah.
Now, what if your greatest breakthrough isn't something you need to chase, but something you need to nurture? That is me, right? Now, that was the beginning of my success. The Seed of Possibilities isn't just another book. It is a call to action for everyone who has ever doubted their potential or waited for the right time to step into greatness. So this book is all about growth, transformation, and success. Not just from extra or external luck, but from recognizing and using what you already have. Let's say your talent, your experiences, or your challenges. All of them hold the keys to nurture your desired success. So success is not a matter of luck. Is a matter of understanding the inner potential you have and take part of it, making a difference on how you can achieve results. Right? So it is all about who you are, knowing it carefully, and then applying a practical proven step that will bring results to existence.
Right. I love that so much because you made mention of something that poked me a little bit. I did a research. Like I said, I was doing that study,
yeah,
and that teaching, and I realized that success, for a seed actually, that a seed has everything that it needs to grow. Everything, literally.
Well, yeah.
From the first part of his root to what he feeds on within, from a seed to becoming a seedling, is deep rooted in itself. And that makes a lot of sense, because when I think about what success is, and when I look at a lot of people, especially our target audience, which are university students or who are just tertiary institution students, or who are going through their life and trying to find a way to maneuver life generally and become quote unquote successful. And I really believe that every great journey begins with one step, and it comes into that idea that success is not a fantasy or a palace that we make. It's how that we put every block together or every step we make towards building that palace. And that makes a lot of sense. So now let's go back to your book. Okay. Particularly, it's titled The Seed of Possibility, and I really want to find out who really needs this book, who should get this book, who should read this book, who should go after this book.
Like I can say, anybody need a book, but it have a target audience. Let me give an example. I read this book because I've seen too many people waiting. They say waiting for resources, waiting for validation, waiting for perfect condition. But let me tell you something at the same time, the only permission you need is your own willingness to grow. So it is people who are willing to grow to improve the better version of themselves. It can be a young graduate, can be a core member, it can be somebody who needs to discover a particular identity with yourself on how to undertake the task of making a difference. Somebody who is stuck are with no knowing what to do with life, or who has faced a challenge that looks like life is impossible. So I wrote this book after my own practical experience, showing forth that you don't need to wait forever. There is much more in your hand to begin with already. So it is anybody who wants to start. You may be already started, but there's a version of yourself you can see improve for the sake of what? Improving the world.
Yeah.
Because I can believe that God is the only person who wants to make this world a better place, and the only people he needs, and the people that will do that are the people who have improved the better version of themselves. That is, renew your mind from native intelligence, at the same time convey yourself from where you are, point A to point B, and what you need to do to make a difference while living.
Alright, so let me stop you there. I saw in your book, you spoke about that earlier.
Yeah.
And I read in your book, Native Intelligence. What does native intelligence really mean? What
okay, good. That's a very beautiful.
Was it you that formed that thing, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was like, how comes?
Yes, I formed it because, yeah. let me tell you an example.
Yeah.
I came from, let's say, an average home.
Yeah. I think below average.
Below average.
From what you
oh, think. Good one, good one. Below average. Now, if you read my book,
yeah.
I emphasize that my mom didn't have half education.
Yeah.
But my dad have. Now, there's this particular understanding about them that just go to school, you will succeed.
Yeah.
That is a native intelligence.
Yeah.
Now, that intelligence survived as of 1990 something. For school. But looking at how the age has evolved in different labs,
yeah.
Academic is good, but it is not only a survivor now.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, they wave that particular understanding into us, the children,
yeah.
Not knowing that future hold maximum impute beyond 4 weeks of class, beyond just get a good job,
yeah.
Beyond just try and get by. It may not have 100%. Somebody maybe believe that, okay, an average Nigerian will say, okay, if you can pay me 60K in a job, thank God. That's innate intelligence.
Hmm.
Right? So yeah. There is more value in your potential beyond what you can hold. So now, to brighten your horizon,
yeah.
And how I was able to break out of that understanding, just go to school, just do that. Like, you can just try and get by and then stick to average.
Yeah.
And then if you can get average enough, at least you have tried your best, right? Yeah. So all of these things are the contribution of native intelligence. Like, we don't make it, we don't have more money here, I can't be a millionaire. You know, all those things look like, okay, if I can get 1 million, okay, it look big. Yeah. And they're native. And they're also intelligence. Because they make you happy and you make you feel good. So, but when you compare yourself to the first world, you see that native intelligence happened in time past, but they don't survive in it right now. So, will everybody become great? Yes. This is where the seed of possibility originate from. Everybody
right.
will
be great. All right, yes. All right. So let me get this out. Because of my beliefs and a lot of things that I stand by for this from this show, so we want to find out: are you saying that school is a scam? Or are you saying that there is more to do outside of school?
Okay.
Because people can misinterpret it, saying that native intelligence, so that means you should not do the normal. I want to really get clarity from you.
Okay, school is not a scam. No, it's never. Because it is a place of knowledge.
Good, okay, good.
Yes.
I'll let you establish that, but go on.
Good. Now, like for example, right now, I studied plant science and biotech from university. Yes. With the knowledge of the school I went to,
yeah.
University mean universal life. It brightens your horizon beyond just what you have understood from the birth.
Hmm.
School is never a scam, but depending on the 4 weeks of academic,
yeah.
It will look like life remains on that 4 weeks.
Yeah,
so you're not scamming yourself, not even school.
Yeah, scammer.
You understand? You're a scammer, yes. So you're not scamming yourself. So you see, school is never a scam. Like some people say, if I go to school, I can get a job. No, but if you look at people we celebrate today, like they are Bill Gates, they are Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, so many people that innovate and develop.
Yeah,
they never hold into that school enough. But the school, every place of knowledge is a place of schooling.
Together.
All you need is not just only certificates, is to brighten your horizon and improve the version of yourself. Even a phone you are using, they have a school in it, they improve its version every year. How much more of the person? Now, it is the people who improve their own version are improving the phone version. And today are using it. And somebody who is just stick to one particular version of himself, how can you improve? You school is a scam. It's not. If I tell you that school is not a scam, it's not a scam. Now, by the virtue of me being on campus and having extra year on campus,
yeah.
I would have lost my mind because my coursemate left me to NYC. But it was left for me. But that moment of living alone, I was able to look on my inside. So that means there is an inner potential beyond schooling.
Yeah. Mm.
This is where the seed of possibility came from. So possibility means that where I came from, things doesn't work possibly. Everything looked like a mirage, but it's a lie. It's a fallacy. So somebody was able to see that. Now, imagine you going for a better life. You're having a extra year on campus. It's working against you. How will you feel? You feel like life is gone. It's gone bad. God is against you. But it's not. That was the best version and better part of my life. And this is where this book originated from. And today, we are making sure that everybody improve the best part of themselves so they can improve their world.
So as we wrap up the interview, I would like to focus on a few things that you had put out in the airwaves and just pick them and tie them up to form a house. You made mention of a few things, one of which that resonates very closely with me is the idea of school not being a scam, but also the individuals being able to scam themselves in such a way that everything improves around them. The apps they use improve them, the shoes they like to wear, fashion improves, there are new versions of fashion trends, the shoes that we like to wear, there's an updated version of it, you know, but ultimately, sadly, the individuals don't update themselves.
Yeah.
So they now stick to something that makes them happy or it's regular. And funny enough, I think one of our topics that we'll talk about in the month of March is something called the rat race, how to escape the rat race, you know, the circle of the rat race. And that's something that sticks out for me, because it's possible to keep on doing the same thing and same thing over and over again, thinking that you are making strides, or rather you're just becoming comfortable in your small being.
Yeah.
And I really like that. And I recommend, because I read the book, I started reading the book, having to go through the book, you know, makes a lot of sense on why this book is so great. I didn't even go too far. I just from the preference to the introduction to the first chapter, I was already blown away, and that makes a good amount of reason why you should get the book. For me, as a reader, who I think needs this book is everyone, because I believe that there comes this also native intelligence that once you're older, once you have a six figure, you're earning in millions, you don't need to be beyond yourself. But I always ask myself this question: that what happens when the ships are down? What happens when everyone is tired? What happens when we are all growing old? Can you say to yourself that I had fulfilled that which I was created for? You know, when we look at that, we'll now have to ask ourselves that, what were we really created for? What's that seed that has been deposited in us? What's that gift or talent that has been put inside of us that would have made the world a better place? Because some of us are just living for survival. We do one thing, we earn, and that's it. And I really think that Sunday Udogo got the crux of the matter in his book. And I recommend that very much. So Sunday, you know, I'll just ask the last thing that we really need, because it's going to be bad to tell somebody about how a food tastes that you made and not make it for them. So the word is, how can we get this book? Where can we get it? Can you just name places that we can get it and we call it a wrap?
Okay, right now we have places in Kabane can get a book. And get this book at Cafe One, that is at the Market Square, Banawa Complex. So you went to the uptown mall, you at the down floor, you ask for Cafe One, you will see Cafe One from the entrance. Just go inside, maybe ask anybody or look at the chef that are looking for the possibilities. I believe everybody in that place must be aware of the book by now.
Yeah.
That something like that is in that place. So you can just pick a copy and then pick as you can for anybody you can pick for, and you're good to go.
Right, that's one side, Bernard. What other places can we get the book?
Can call my team line 081-4267-3849.
All right, thank you so much, Sunday Udogo, for being with us today. So before I let you go, I was really interested. So who would you want to give shout outs to from this book, and who are the people that you want to really just praise for their work, and people who partnered with you throughout?
Yeah. So many people with me in terms of making this book a reality. First of all, I will give God thanks for his grace, and then thanks to my life coach, Mr. Mike Okuneye, he has played a role in me, even while I've not gotten admission yet.
Wow.
Yes. He has been a standby from the grassroots, and then to the person that do the proofreading, Peace Okwe. Yes, Peace. Currently, she's remember right now.
I don't tell you that she has changed her surname.
Oh yes, I was calling her father's name for that she's married. So, she should be Peace Paul now, Marcy. Yeah.
Hey,
so, transformation, right?
Yeah.
So she has done a great job, a thorough job on the proofreading, and the person that reviewed this book, Mrs. Richard Ekeke, and my mentor that wrote the foreword, he's Stephen Mike, and he did a great job in it. and then to my partner Cafe One Nigeria. There have been amazing hotspot of where we sell, and then my team who are the effort, my energy and the pilot. So, and Terry Talk, yes, the person that print this book. You want to love the printing part of this book in terms of give you serenity and comfort. And the company that print it, I imagine that I rejected a company to print this book. And if you see it in that way, the life I want to give myself starts with me holding it truly. Yeah, the book will bless you from the appearance. And you know that, oh, truly comfort has come. So, yeah. Teddy Talk did a great job and his company for giving me amazing print. Yeah, that is it. So, thank you for Dix.
All right, thank you so much, Sonny Odogo. I didn't hear my name there, but no necessary.
Too late.
All right, so thank you so much for being with us. Another way to get the book, except from shopping at Cafe One, which is at the Uptown Mall, popularly known as Market Square. You can get it there at Cafe One. Or also contact the team, the marketing team, with the number 081-4267-3849. Again, 081-4267-3849. God bless you. This is a great interview with Sunday Odogo. So also you can reach out to him on his social media page, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Is there anything I'm forgetting? TikTok. Yeah, you can reach out to him on that. Yeah, at Odogo Sunday. Sunday Odogo. Yeah, and that's UDOGO.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday Odogo. UDOGO. Sunday Odogo. You can reach out to him on all social media platforms. Maya Akilako was my name. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this time. I'll be sending you back to Chimendu and Abigail to continue the show. God bless you. Stay woke and be victorious.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you at?
I'm in campus, but on radio.
On radio?
Yes, dearie.
How is that personal?
What I meant is, I'm in my hostel, but I'm listening to Campus Lounge on Victor 98.9 FM.
I love you.
I love you too.